It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 639.
What's happening, guys? What is going on? What is going on in Collingwood, Josh? Because you aren't in the studio right now.
Look, it's a beautiful day. Top of 25.
It's the end of the day, buddy.
At my home office. Feeling good?
It feels strange. I mean, this is what it felt like for 3 months when you were overseas.
Yeah.
So,
I can't obviously just the remote bit, everything that's happening in the world.
Yeah, mate, you were in Italy. You were in the epicenter. Mm-hmm.
So we've decided we're trying to get all of our remote stuff dialed in so that we don't need to be in the same room all the time.
It's the same mindset as the doomsday preppers, the people buying all the toilet paper. That it's we got to be prepared. So we're just doing that version, but for us and the podcast. Imagine how many people's heads today are just exploding based on fucking poor internet or phone usage. Just like too many people on. Yesterday we released the episode with Peter Shepherd. Mm-hmm. And we recorded that last Friday. And I'm glad you said on that episode that we're recording on Friday. So if shit happens over the weekend, we apologize. We can't be covering that, obviously, because shit has hit the fan.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that much has really changed.
Well,
you think?
I think it's
public perception.
Well, if you look at, that's what I was saying to Mason in the car. I was like, if people are thinking there's no problem with this thing, they have not looked at what is going on around the world. Like, it is not like Australia is the only place having people infected with coronavirus. Like, that is the, because if you look to Italy or to America, or, I mean, even just today, they've closed all bars, restaurants across the New York City and also Los Angeles, which is huge. And then, Spain, Paris, complete lockdown. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not to sort of create the fear, but Jesus, it does create the fear, right?
Most people are probably across it, right? I think like the interesting thing is what happens when big stuff happens and you need to make big decisions quickly and you have a family or you've got a partner. Like on the weekend, I found myself trying to work out like how do I communicate how I'm feeling? How do I communicate how I'm feeling?
You wrote a poem, didn't you? Can you read it out? Yeah. Can you just, it was a haiku. Yeah,
I did an improvisational dance to It's the End of the World. but the hard thing about how do I express how I'm feeling without being alarmist, but also moving on stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that like at the moment, if you look on social media, I get sort of dismayed by everyone who's saying, chill the fuck out, because surely it's okay like not to be completely chill when these things are happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's some funny comedians like Jim Jefferies. What did he say? He said, like a vaccination comes out in the next, 6 months, anti-vaxxers better stick to their guns. I thought it was quite funny.
Yeah, Twitter, it feels like Twitter's been, had a lot of that type of content.
A mate of mine, Cade, has coronavirus. He came back from Italy. You actually met his brother, Mason and Josh, in LA. Oh, yeah. And he got back and he didn't even feel sick, other than just being on a long flight and feeling a bit fucking jet lagged. But he'd been in the close to where it was all happening. And has it.
Who have you been talking to? Do you find have you found that you're speaking to a certain mates or certain family?
I'm blown away at some of the people that I thought would be more thinking this is a thing, but they're not.
This conspiracy Jimmy thing.
You just guessed it. I was alarmed at that moment. It's like when you're speaking to your mother and you're like, you know something is fact, and you're like, Mama has got this so fucking wrong. what planet is she on? That's what I felt like. But yeah.
What was Conspiracy Jimmy saying? Because Conspiracy Jimmy is known for being the guy to have radical ideas.
I mean, you don't get that nickname for just being the guy that's pretty conservative. Yeah,
exactly. And so, yeah, what's Conspiracy Jimmy saying?
He is, don't worry about it. Which is
Is he like prepared to be at home and sort of lockdowns and things like that?
I mean, what is prepared to be at home? What does that look like to you?
Well, this is what Bree and I were discussing over the weekend and what was a contentious issue. Because if we know anything about me, I enjoy being at home.
Yeah.
And so when Bree says, hey, we've got dinner tonight with my, you know, with my dad and my stepmom. And
absolutely when she says that,
yeah, absolutely not. And so the hard thing is that it's there's this weird thing that's happening where everyone's saying, oh, well, if things are going to get shut down, like this might be one of my last chances in a long time to do this.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like it's we should already be socially distancing or whatever they're calling it.
Yeah. Well, they've Victoria and a bunch of other states are in a state of emergency, which just like it's weird. It is like the Doomsday movies without – that sound, if that's freaking me out, and I didn't mean to, but the in terms of how they sort of it makes no sense to most unless they explain it to us, which I, Mr. 97 and I were driving around today and we heard and they said that the state of emergency thing, I'm pretty sure, is like activating their authority to sort of implement the quarantine stuff and then also on the other side discipline people who aren't acting on it. It's like war times, man. It's my head is sore. Like I am tired. Like I've never swiped as much. Like I didn't
what
get
it, swiped as much, man.
Well, I didn't get on Tinder as a single guy, really. Like I fucked around. Didn't never.
But now that it's doomsday, you're like fuck it.
No, I could imagine it's like a young testosterone fueled male that's not like Sevs, but just swiping on Tinder. Just like mate.
But what are you swiping?
Too many options. I'm swiping news articles and Twitter and Reddit and the deep dark corners of the internet. But yeah, then I think the thing is you get in the rabbit hole of that, but then just text somebody and say what's going on. Like Scott Tweedy reached out to him. He's in New York City, moved over there to do a TV show. So he's just landed this dream job and now he's staying at home and he said that New York is about to – I said – that was probably 5 hours ago. I said, is New York in lockdown yet? He says, no, but almost. So many people have, everyone's working from home, but most people are leaving out of the city to go and stay at parents' houses or, you know, places off the island.
Andrew in the comments is on YouTube Live, he said, what do you think about working like doctors at the moment? How... is it like, do you think it's dangerous? I think is what he's saying.
Have you struggled to read? Are you struggling to read as a.
Well, I think English is his second language. So the actual thing is, why do you think about working like doctors at this time?
Yeah, no, I get you.
It is dangerous. So, well, that's the whole point. I think that, like, for us, we're so lucky that the types of jobs that we have, the point that you of working remotely and doing all these sorts of things is to try and reduce the burden for the medical industry. So for hospitals, for doctors, for all of that sort of stuff. So the less people who are getting infected, the less people that are going to be at the hospital.
I mean, they're fucking heroes. Like it is crazy. But then you look at... I mean, yeah, that's full stop. And then Matt D'Avella mentions that he has a bit of a cold and he cannot find anywhere to test him in his area in Los Angeles.
Like, well, this is the crazy thing. The Scooter's saying New South Wales just shut down public libraries. He said he wishes Victoria would too because his partner works in a library. Yeah, I think... the thing around getting tested and stuff like that, I guess, is what happens if you get tested?
Mm. What happens?
Like, as in, like, what's the if you are that sort of low level point? Mm. What is the benefit of actually going and getting tested?
Yeah, but I guess what you're saying is, even if you're posing that question, there's obviously a barrier between the health, like getting tested.
It's not easy to get tested, right? But it's not like you're going to get tested and you're essentially going to get quarantined or whatever.
I see what you're saying is just quarantine like you've got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the other interesting thing is it feels like it's hard in this time because if you think about what Michael Bungay Stania talks about with all like giving advice and all that sort of shit.
What's the real problem?
Yeah. Don't you think, yeah. What's your real challenge here? Don't you think that it's hard not to get into like evangelical mode when shit's happening?
Well, I reckon for you and me, yeah, but maybe not Sevs. I don't think Sevs is the guy to sort of,
I have an opinion.
I'm trying. I said, mate, what's going on? What's happening? Like, I'm trying to get him to just try and rattle me or something. He just won't. He's like, yeah, it's bad. Yeah, Italy. Wow.
Sevs, are you when you hear Josh Tommy talk. And I talk about this shit, and then you hear what the conversations are like with your family, is it a big contrast?
No, I don't think it's a big contrast. It's a bigger contrast between what I'm thinking about versus what my family's thinking about. So my family's probably more towards what you and Tommy are thinking about, and I'm separated from that. I don't think about it, I guess, mm-hmm. in a critical way as you guys do.
Fuck, he's a log, isn't he? Just a hollow log. Like, I mean, just we're filling his log with our bloody information. Thoughts,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I wouldn't go to the point of ordering beans.
Yeah. Well, because that's what I've done.
Yeah. Because you can't. Mummy didn't give you a credit card. Yeah.
Well, I think this is the interesting thing. So on preparedness, what do you think, TJ? Like, there's the argument that it's like, don't take too much stuff because we need to leave stuff for others. And then there's the thing of like, we're going to be indoors for a very long time. We need to prepare for a lockdown.
So I left on Saturday morning. So I was actually feeling a bit sick. Like, and this is where I've been fighting off a cold for weeks, I think. Mm-hmm. Like it's got to each weekend and I've somehow like recovered. But I was like feeling a bit under the weather Saturday. I'm just like, fuck, dude. After listening to my boy Sam Harris's podcasts, he's released two about it. And they don't come across as super alarming, but I think the information in them you can extrapolate and make some just logical conclusions based on some information from some very intelligent people, which then makes you go, holy fuck. Like, that's all it is. Like, it's just logic, like it's a little bit of logic from some solid information from a smart person equals shit. Even if it's, I'm not going to the point of 6 months we're locking down for, even thinking there, but I'm like, just a bit. And so I got in, I don't know, there's something, it's like when the house burnt down next to my house and I was just in flight mode, plus I was videoing the, you know, I was fucking filming while also hosing and, just like when the flood happened next to my house in the townhouse next door to me, I'm just fucking, there's something.
You just become aware. It's like when my cage was broken into downstairs in like the garage area, you know, 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden you start to consider those types of things more. It's like, okay. You know, like parking closer and doing all that type of stuff.
So I went down to the Coles and I said, Amy, I'm going to get us some stuff. And I went down. I just did. I did the bait. I got like I got what I could because there was.
Did you have a plan? Did you Google what Absolutely. To buy?
No, 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 mate. I'm not a fucker. I'm not like I've cooked before. I've meal prepped. I could keep the three of us alive for at least a year if I just went and did the shopping. No, but I got shits like pasta, oats, some frozen veggies. I was trying to get some greens, some. But anyway, I did one of those shops. Like,
all right, MasterChef,
Aristos, and then I did it again later with Amy because I was like, we need to get a few other things. And so Amy and I went back and oh, I got nappies. I was so, so fortunate.
So now you don't even have to go to the toilet.
Nah, the Bodie's – no, yeah. We don't have nappies for Bodie. He's toilet trained. I'm going backwards. No, but I – so we did two shops, which was interesting. And we've just got a bunch of good stuff that we need to make. But mm-hmm. But no, it was more just like – yeah, now we're going to make it. I've blown the budget for what we can spend. So we've got no cash to spend on going out, which is self-enforced.
Yeah.
No spending on going out or coffee for, you know, any of that shit. So I bought instant coffee for God's sakes. That's how fucking desperate I
am. Well, Brie asked, she messaged me when she was at the shops, asked, do you want instant coffee? I said, no.
Dude, you'll convert, bro.
So we've already, we contacted over the weekend a coffee roaster place.
Yeah.
And got some, put some aside. But it's interesting. I think that the hard thing is that people, George says Josh needs some black bean recipes. Yeah. No, that's true. So what I wasn't going to talk about it because I know that people are so judgmental.
Yeah.
And if there is an apocalypse, I don't want anyone coming after me. And there's also been news articles about people flexing their supplies.
Yeah.
Which I think is so funny. So it's just like on a lot of these like Facebook groups, like mums have been called out for like taking photos of their pantry.
Yeah.
And so I said to Brie was very proud of our freezer.
Oh yeah.
I said, just you can take photos, but no posting, please.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's such a weird thing because if it becomes something real serious, all that shit just goes out the window because it's like, I mean, Dan Bilzerian's a good place to get your sort of news headlines. He just tweeted.
So who is he?
Oh, he's that poker player, made a lot of money. Like womanizer. I mean, he's just, he's got a weed business now and he's made a lot of money. And you saw when we were at Grant Smiley's bar, EPLP in Los Angeles, you could see his mega mansion. It's worth like $100 million or something. Anyway, he has these parties and he's got this business and girls always walking around in next to nothing. Yeah, he basically owns a modeling agency, which he was like a, you know, always sort of, these photos with women, you know, with their tits out, just fucking all over him. And anyway,
it looks like being on Instagram. I feel like
it looks like he's running
early days. I feel like his Instagram content would come up a lot. I don't see it as much anymore.
What on your page or
just in general? I just feel like it was a big yeah. I feel
you've
like
unfollowed him.
Yeah, maybe that's all it was. But I feel no, like I saw a lot of him.
I know what you're saying. He's got like 16 million followers or something. Anyway. Mm. I think that sums him up. But he tweeted that you better get your affairs in order. There's going to be a nationwide lockdown in the next 48 hours.
And so what people have been saying.
That's USA. USA is what I'm saying.
In the US. So people are saying when you say those types of things, that you are alarmist and fear-mongering and it's unproductive. When should information come out and when should we talk about things and when shouldn't we?
Yeah. I mean, I think if we were coming out and repeating his information and then saying, yes, that's what's going on, that's what I believe, that's probably a bit
But isn't it all implied? Like if you're like, this is what people are saying.
Fuck, I mean... I would want to know, even if I then can put my filter on it. The where I have empathy is, like, for some reason I felt emotional and I fucking had a little cry on the weekend. For some, and I was, I don't, I couldn't, I can't even, I'm not in touch with my emotions enough to know what I was crying about. But it was definitely something to do with all of what's going on.
And were you at Coles at the time?
No, no. I was just, I think it was with Bodie and Amy and just like the, when you're just together with your little tribe and you just, mm-hmm. you just fucking thinking. And I think I'd just been consuming a lot and I'd been caught up in it. And I just had, I had a little cry, but I definitely feel more after that moment. I then felt more connected to the people that were saying for people with anxiety and mental illness at the moment, this is really tough. And so I get how, because it's all consuming, right? Mm-hmm. And so there needs to be some sort of just dropping back from that in some instances. So, but I know, so I'm in this place of I'm over consuming and I'm also feeling what I think some people would be feeling, but then I don't want to be not in the know. Like I don't want to not.
But also it feels like if like you speak to people, like I've spoken to mates over the last like 24 hours and there's still people that's like, oh yeah, haven't really gotten it. George, he got some ingredients, yeah, some tuna and he ate it all last night.
Yeah. Like, I think later in the week we'll have an official statement about this incident from George himself.
So I do wonder. It's like I completely understand the importance of just not going absolutely crazy in regards to from a this is fucked, this is, you know, whatever. Mm. But it also feels like, do we need to have some of that? Like if I didn't have that, I wouldn't have gone out and gotten my black beans, which my black beans have not arrived yet.
So you don't have black, yeah.
Because I got them from a online store.
Yeah.
And so
is this going to be like my mum's incense? Have I told you the story?
Yeah.
It took
2 years.
She showed me the bag that it came in, yeah. And like all the sort of all the stamps on it and full on. You're going to get your black beans in after. Maybe you're the guy, like they steal them somehow. It all goes to shit and then somehow your order gets fulfilled and you're like a year ahead of everyone else.
Yura says hi from the Ukraine. Hi, Yura.
Hey, what's going on in the Ukraine? How are you feeling about the COVID-19 and its impact on you?
Good flex calling it COVID-19. Yeah. It's a little bit more woke, a little bit more educated.
Showback Alex says someone on Twitter said it's like a weird early Thanksgiving in the US where everyone is going home to their parents.
Yeah, man. Reese Mitchell. My good mate, he's back in LA now and he said, I was speaking to him, he said, it's chaos. He said, it's fucking a bizarre feeling right now for that city. So
what have you learned about yourself? What are you, 97, specifically you?
Because we want to fill that wood out a bit.
Yeah. What are you actually thinking about? What's going on up there?
Mate,
he got a haircut at the weekend. That was his priority.
Yeah. Yeah, sorting the hair out. No, I mean, you've sent me a few like resources and things to consume.
No, he asked what you've done.
I know. And so from I guess extracting that information and then from what's been conveyed I guess like on the news and the radio and all that sort of stuff. I mean, it seems like there's something that you're meant to sort of keep at arm's length and just sort of like you're aware and cautious of it.
Well, 1.5 meters is the safe distance.
Yeah.
And so if you, I'm just sort of keeping an eye on it. Like I probably won't go to the gym this week, but.
Same. I mean, the thing is.
So hang on, what about this? So it's like, because I don't think it's about the sickness. And I spoke to a friend who has a elderly mother who is a high risk person that if they're infected, that'd be super high risk. And my head wasn't there and his head is there about this, you know, what it means for the people around him. That isn't in my head. So I think everybody has a version of their thinking outside of Mr. 97, which is an edge case. There's not much there. But I think everyone has a version of where it connects to them and why it connects to them. And so, but I think what everybody, like, so if there is, just everyone has to go home. Like, that's all you have to do. Just work from home, regardless of what business or, you know, industry you're in. Are you even prepared for that? I think that's, and that's, and not to go overboard on that, but I think that's something that I, that the people you see, Josh, that are still out at, you know, clubs or whatever, mm-hmm. or doing this, that's where I don't even think they've let it access them.
So here's a question. If work stops, if for all of a sudden a bunch of industries like restaurants close down and things like that, what is the obligation of the employer in that moment? Like, are people still going to get paid? That's what I guess a lot of people are wondering.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like, these are the questions that are these obvious things that don't necessarily get answered, like the Australian government, you know, provided tax breaks, and there's a, like, I think 6 million odd people that are getting that $750 stimulus. But I think that that's part of it, is it's just like, how many jobs, if you're working from home, aren't actually going to be productive or just don't exist at home?
Yeah. So I'll tell you, I think I could answer it. I think there'll be some businesses that do the right thing or the humane thing or the supportive thing in a hard time. The ones that can afford it will somehow pay staff, casuals and stuff. I mean, if you're trying to save money, that's where you go to. Like, this is the thing about
business. But not even saving money. If your business isn't making revenue,
so it's saving,
the whole business, if
saving
you think
about the
it.
Inevitable going under. That's what I'm trying to say, I guess. Mm-hmm. So our accountants, RBK, sent us through some information about that cash that businesses can access. Mm-hmm. You're never actually accessing it. It's given to us in tax credits. Mm-hmm. So the ATO and your, say, at the end of the month, you submit your BAS and you've got your GST charge, your payroll and your super. So this is, it's only got anything to do with your BAS, which is the payroll tax and the GST owed. And so
it's a way of encouraging businesses to keep those salaries on, right? Because they're not paying as much tax on those salaries.
So they're saying, like, if you continue to pay salaries, there's like, it says, if employee, the payment will be delivered by the ATO as a credit in the activity statement system. So it just means that the end of this quarter, when we usually get hit with a bill for the payroll tax, which, Sevs, yours is like so low because you do the super thing, you know, salary sacrifice. So it is only a certain portion and it's only up to $25,000. Mm. And so that is some relief for the people that have lots of staff, but it's not like they're going to send out 25K to small businesses, which that's what all I wanted to know. I was like, how do you get this cash? Because we're a small business and we've got employees and we need to work this out. And so, it's businesses under $50 million in turnover. So we just scrape by. We just scrape into that. You know, we're at 49.99.
Yeah, no. Yeah. The Lid writes, first day of online school, how long can I deal with my family?
Lid.
The school thing's interesting. So Happy Harry, he's studying at the moment. He's basically being told, if you don't go to school, you will be marked as absent and you get very few absent marks before you can't pass.
Oh, that would have pushed me over the edge.
Yeah. And so anyway, but he's just said 15 minutes ago, he said, looks like the student union is fighting the uni, saying cancel the course. Like, the weirdest bit, I think, about this whole thing is it's like this free will / rules and what the government tells us to do and what our bosses tell us to do and what, like... like the 500 person limit thing. What I don't understand, so in Australia, is it Melbourne? Australia.
It's Australia.
They're doing the 500 limit. So if you've, you can't have an event that's got more than 500 people, you know, congregating in one space.
Yeah.
The weird thing is that the Prime Minister said, okay, it's going to start on Monday, which is sounds like me with all my food habits.
It's actually everybody who's decided on a new goal, new diet. It's just Monday.
And so, but then on the weekend, people are like, oh, fuck, better use that opportunity. So they're going to these big events, or there was a festival that was on that was like, oh, well, we're a film festival and there's not going to be 500 people in each thing. So technically we're going to keep going, guys.
Yeah.
But then, like, are people missing the point that, like, the government's not talking to, like, coronavirus and saying, hey, guys, can you just avoid anything that's below 500? Like, it blows my mind.
Yeah. No, exactly. I see that point exactly. It's
and so, yeah, I just don't know what the – I think that obviously there's the everyone wants to be that rational version of being like, everything's fine. Like, let's be cool. But I also think that, like, I think we can be a little bit pissed off with some of the things. Like, some of the things I think that are happening and the way that people are approaching it is not ideal. And it's all it's going to cause is more issues in the future. By us setting up and getting our shit sorted now, it means that, like, when there is actual chaos, when food actually is a problem, we can stay away from it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if your business has been affected directly and you don't think there's an issue, well, it's not going to be a big thing. I don't know how that is the conclusion. Because the input to me, if I'm directly affected through my business, the output for me is there's an issue here. To the degree of that sort of feeling is I don't know, up for the gravity of how much the effect is on the business, but I still think that's there. And so, like, in terms of like, there's been some stuff we've been working on that there's no response, and I get it. And so that's where I'm like, oh, I think you reside. I don't know. I think when there's more at stake for people, it gets harder. And it gets harder and harder. And so that's where it's nuanced. But I think a friend of mine said, you know, people talk about resilience and this is a real, like, people sort of are promoting and talking and, guys, it's all about resilience. It's like, fuck, this is it. This is our time to activate whatever resilience inside of us we have.
Yeah.
But then, yeah.
Shower after your shit. Don't use toilet paper. That's resilient. That's real resilient. And so our plan, so we've been talking over the last few days about what we want to do.
Yeah.
Some of those
show
things.
Show update. Jeez, that's what we're doing.
A bit of a show update. So you and 97 are putting together your working from home stuff.
Yeah.
97's getting his internet upgraded. In like 5 days' time. So Sevs will be, g'day, Alex Icon.
Alex, hey, bro.
So he'll be better placed. You'll be working from home. And then the exciting opportunity is.
Oh, but hang on, wait. Sorry, does Alex know that we're going to be at his place at 6 p.m. tonight and we're going to do an episode? The whole family.
I'm hoping, well, Mimi definitely doesn't know about it. If we've learned anything from Alex. Yeah, maybe we could have some night. Actually, I'd love some help with some cooking, Alex. Maybe some
black beans.
Actually, just on Alex and cooking, one of the most awe-inspiring things I've ever seen was his morning rituals, and he cooked sweet potato for breakfast.
That was
inspiring.
Yeah. Look, not to bring it down a bit, but Josh, you can too, bro. You could put it in the microwave. That's one way to cook it. Not saying
no, but he roasted them.
Okay, well, that's
prep. And like probably put a little bit of. I'm sure there was some form of like
rock salt.
Yeah, but
Himalayan.
So the plan is we're going to do a bunch of shows, and he said that was without kids.
Yeah.
Well, I've got no excuse.
Amen, Alex.
And so. Let's one of the exciting things is the different types of guests that we can have on. So being completely remote, having there's only so much you can listen to us gronks talking about
what's going on.
You know, all of this sort of shit. So I think that the exciting thing is, let's have different people on. Let's have people from around the world. Let's I cringe a little bit at like the happy news filter. Like this thing of like it's the cliche right now is like, here's just happy news. Like here's some happy news. I'm always like, man, I don't have time for happy news. I'm preparing my black beans.
No, I know what you mean. But it's, so just to put it in sort of a real moment in that, we're no longer doing guests in our studio for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Alex is saying to invite him, he can jump on.
Oh, I would love to have you on. Love to have you on, mate.
Should we try it now? Or
how do you do that?
I mean, the thing is I need to work out how to. Actually, no, I could do it. Give it a few seconds. So 97, public transport.
Yeah.
What's the sort of – like in Melbourne – not now, he said.
he's cooking sweet potato.
Alex, I was pumped. I was ready. Mimi's like, you've done it again. I said fucking no. They're here now. It's like, I've got to accept it. It's like, and Mimi's here too. I'm sort of busy. Butterbean says, Josh, you can finally move to a remote house in Tasmania and live a happy scheduled life.
Secluded.
I am so pumped for this, Butterbean.
No.
And the thing is, like, I like to think that it's obviously the unselfish thing of just like not getting people infected. But I'm also very pumped with just chilling out. Look at all the books that I've got, guys.
Yeah.
I can read for days. I've got the survival guide book coming in the next few days from
Matt Damon. Just settle down. Yeah. Settle down.
I started watching that movie. Boring.
Nah. Jeez. All right. So what's another update?
BK
said I'll jump. Yeah, that'd be great.
From the Tesla, great.
That'd be sick. We'll get Derek on. A bunch of people are on. And then we're just sort of, we're just going to play it out. That's what I said. My biggest thing is look at what the conversation was last Tuesday when we had the public holiday on Monday and then we came back to work on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. From Tuesday to Friday, the difference in the conversation. And so it's just like, let's look at the conversation from Monday to Friday and then it's like, is there a lot of difference? And if so, but if not, yeah, I think there's already change in conversation around it.
I think that the one bit of feedback is trying to be present.
For me?
Yeah.
That's the one thing about not being in the same studio. Are you saying that you're giving me feedback?
Who's the advice for?
No. This is just like a thought for everyone.
Yeah, geez, say that because I thought you were talking to me.
Well, mainly myself. No, I think that like it's so easy to get revved up at the moment, like especially being out and about. Mm. Like a lady was standing too close to me. Like, so I went outside. Bree wanted to get a coffee. And so I'm like, I'm going to sit outside of the cafe. And a lady was standing very close to me.
Yeah.
And I was just wanted to say, hey, lady, 1. Fuck 5. Off. But I didn't.
I know.
But I caught myself thinking that. And so I was like, I'm clearly a little bit agitated.
No.
But I know that that's going to be a thing. Like, I know that if I didn't do click and collect, like buying groceries online, yeah. I didn't do that and I didn't do it and I had to actually go in and deal. Like just being in the click and collect line.
You got a bit punchy.
Yeah, well, because there was everyone basically had lined up. They'd gotten out of their cars and parked a little bit further out so that people could line up where they normally, where people reverse their car.
Yeah.
And then this guy just tooting his horn. He's just like, reversed it, like got all the line to move so he could reverse in and get his things. And I was just like, you know what? It's all good. We're very lucky that we have access to food.
Oh,
and I've got my black beans coming.
That is a good point. There is a moment to be grateful for the situation if you are in one that is somehow, I mean, you can say you can find gratitude in any moment, but I'm trying to say that I'm sure there's fucking times in people's lives where so hearing that from someone like me is an absolute pain in the ass. Yeah. And so I'm just trying to say that for us right now here in this room, though I can only talk for myself and you guys.
Well, don't speak for me.
No, but we can be very grateful where we're at and the country we're in, all those things. So it's important because I definitely have lost some side of being gratitude in the last little moment because I'm so focused somewhere else. So that's all it is. It's like trying to shift to some gratitude. But I haven't given up my meditation. And if you want to meditate, if there is just a bit much going on in your head, what a fucking time to start meditating. Sam Harris, who has done some amazing podcasts about the coronavirus stuff, he's a neuroscientist. His app is free for people that can't afford it. And now's a time when people can't afford this shit. And you can get it for free.
Just is this a live read?
I'll give him a live read. It's been a lifesaver for me. SamHarris.org. And then you go to his Instagram account because he put up like a thing where you can swipe through and he's talking about it. And he
can put in show notes.
Two email addresses and he gives you a year's subscription totally free, which is fucking amazing. It's like $150 a year meditation tool and it's so good. So it's people like that doing some good shit.
Mm-hmm. And then there's me.
Stealing everyone else's black beans.
Asking Bree. To be honest, I'm just, a lot of farting.
Just farting.
I have to actually, we'll have to rinse, like with the canned beans.
Mm. Oh, mate. What do you
need to?
You've got all dried chemicals and stuff.
No, they're not chemicals.
They're organic.
Just put them into a strainer, sifter, put some water in it, bro. You're all good.
Can I keep the juices, though, for the chili con carne there?
Absolutely not. I don't. Some recipes might say that, but get rid of it. Anyhow, I'm excited for the show and connecting with people around the world. And
yeah, it's going to be great.
I think there's in a time where, it is tough for a lot. We can hopefully sort of bring some companionship or like, just be in people's ears or eyes.
Can we do them longer?
Depending.
We do 2 hours.
We could easily. Once my setup's dialed in at home, and I got to get it a bit comfy, as in just get the setup going, and somehow work out where it's not going to be in reach of my son to pull down the screen and break everything. So
classic. There's people eating hot chips outside, so it's not the end of the world yet.
Oh, really? Mate, that's living the life.
Yeah. All right, it's a daily talk show. If you enjoyed the show, we're going to try and do more live streams. Do you think, Mace, YouTube works pretty well, actually?
I think it's amazing. Like, think about it. We have over 10,000 subscribers now on youtube.com/thedailytalkshow.
Yeah, let's do it on YouTube. I think that's the way to do it. What do we think? Just a quick little tech thing. Do we want to keep using Zoom, do you think? It's pretty easy.
Yeah, it is pretty easy. You guys sort that out. I've got to speak to my wife.
Okay.
See you guys. Love you. Love
Tommy
you.
Says, Shannon, you need to set up like Dax and Monica, armchair expert, where they literally sit in armchairs.
That's a good idea.
Looks pretty comfy to me.
I got to really call my wife back. I can't get
it. Okay, right. All right, it's a daily talk show. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us an Apple Podcast review. Thanks, Derek. He says, yep, to Zoom. I think it works pretty well. Anything else, Evs?
Just quickly, we got a review from Emily from Ohio. I'm a university student and commute to class and listen to this podcast every morning. My mornings have become so much more enjoyable from listening, and now I look forward to them. Josh, Tommy, and Mr. 97 are so down to earth and funny. The conversations they have combine lighthearted moments with deep conversations about life. I can't stop listening and recommending their podcast to everyone. Please take the time to listen, as these gronks are amazing.
You know, how I've been waking up at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I had a moment of panic.
I had a panic last night, just a little nightmare.
Really? Well, so my panic was in relation to Emily.
Really? What happened during the book club?
Ohio. So I introduced her and said multiple times, oh, this is Emily. She's from Iowa. It's not Iowa. And Ohio are different things. Iowa So one of them's, I don't know how to spell Iowa. Do you know how to spell Iowa?
I-O-W-A. No, it's I-O-W-A.
And so she's in.
I'll see you soon.
Ohio. Oh.
Yes, and she's so in Ohio.
Are we still going?
She's from where?
Bree's asking Paul. To go for a walk, so I've got to go.
Okay.
Oh, now you've got to go. Yeah, mate. All right. Hey, Mason, let's stick around for a while.
Yeah.
I'm joking. I don't want to.
Because I will. Freaking white.
Oh, no. Mason was mid asking me a question.
Yeah, what was it? No, I want to know, Sebs, what was your
question for me?
What was your midnight trauma?
Oh, I just stuff getting stolen from my house.
Oh, okay, let's not go there.
Well, that's not good. But just very quickly, also George has an update for us from Kaz, who's an avid book club. Actually, we did book club on Saturday. It was epic. And Karen, George's mum, is my favorite vice president. I know I said that Emma was the vice president. We have two vice presidents because Karen VB. Really performed. Think Mum updated TTS book club link, so your redirect isn't working, Soz. 15% off for group special code Gronks.
Yeah.
And the Advice Trap is now on the Daily Talk Show book club category. So that's going to be the book for April.
Yeah, I love that.
The Advice Trap.
And there's no better time to support small business.
Yeah.
And that's one to support. So go. And
MPS is great.
Yeah, Google the book room at Byron and you'll find it.
We'll update the link anyway.
Yeah.
The Daily Talk. Yep, easy.
All right, guys. Stay safe. I love you. Love you. Love you all.
I love you. All right. I'll end the live stream now.
Great.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
See you guys.